know, it's finally Friday. Not everybody can get through the week. Some people can't even live past 25. But we're here, we're thankful, we're grateful. You know, despite the weather not being the greatest, we're still here, still breathing, still appreciating. And I feel like that's all this month is about, especially November. Coming up is Thanksgiving. You know, it's crazy how, as in Massachusetts, that as time goes on and towards the end of the year, it starts to get colder, but it starts to get depressing, unfortunately, in our area. And I know people already deal with depression by itself, so I could only imagine how people feel with seasonal depression, and such as someone myself who goes through seasonal depression. I just have to find ways and find alternatives to literally just continue to push forward, to continue to strive to be better when the summer comes, when the spring comes, just even when the next day comes. It doesn't even have to be 6 months from now, 3 months from now. It could even be an hour from now. And that's what people sometimes forget, that it starts now. And as you can see, I'm on my second episode today for my podcast. I guess I feel like I haven't got a gist of it yet, but I'm still working towards a motive, a mission, a goal like everybody else. It's just, I guess I'm still trying to find myself like anybody else. It's not easy, but I like everybody. Like I've been, like I said on my first one, and I've, like everybody constantly tells me, you have to start somewhere. I have all the tools, but the only person that's holding me back is me. And so I guess today on a Friday, my word of the day is to motivate. And I don't know about you, but sometimes even getting out of bed is the hardest. And I have to motivate myself to get even through the day, just to step foot out of bed, just, you know, simple things like brushing your teeth, showering, you know, looking prepared for the day. And I realized that I don't dress for other people. I don't dress to stand out and be the center of attention. No, I dress the way I do. And it's nothing like flashy or anything like that. It's just very casual, but it's for myself. You know, if I feel like I look good, then I feel good. And, you know, I dress for the weather, for comfortability, and for myself. I don't care what anybody else thinks or what they have to say to me. Because at the end of the day, I realize that people are going to say whatever they want to me. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad, but I've learned throughout my entire life that it's about what you say and how you say it. It goes back to, like I said yesterday, there's a time and a place, you know, for certain things. And especially when it comes to words and even disagreeing with someone else, it's about how you present it and how the outcome really comes about. You know, I constantly think, like, where is my path leading me? Where am I going? Where do I want to go? Where do I even want to push my strength? And for everybody, some people already have it. They already knew it. They learned it. They've already experienced it. I mean, the list is endless. And I guess you just have to find what works for you and run with it. So I guess I'm here trying to find my way. I'm not gonna lie, it wasn't easy just trying to get this started or have a topic or even, I guess, like I said, just even know what to say. But we all have something to say. We all have a voice, and that voice needs to be heard. I guess for today, like I said, is to motivate. How can I motivate others in a way that it doesn't feel like a chore, or it doesn't feel in a way like they have to put in extra, have to add something extra to their plate or their routine that is already full? I understand that people have a very full schedule and a very packed schedule that can take up so much of your mental time. Forget about physical time. It's more mentally your time. That's where people forget, is that it starts with your mind. And for me, I'm not saying I'm the most intelligent person in the room or that I know it all. I will never say that, because we're always constantly learning. We can always learn from each other. We can always gain something from each other if we're willing to accept the help, if we're willing to be open. So you have to motivate yourself to at least be open. That's where it starts. And if you're not open to any possibility, anything at all, then you're just closing doors that don't need to be closed yet. You know, people say, don't knock it till you try it. And it's really the truth. Sometimes you can't judge a book by its cover just because you believe or think that you're not going to like X, Y, and Z, or, you know, because a friend had said to you and that they don't like it, then maybe you don't like it. But hey, sometimes we shouldn't always listen to others. And that's what gets me sometimes with this whole podcast. I mean, people constantly are listening to voices and listening to these people who have knowledge and information that sometimes that we already have within us, and sometimes that it is being brought out by speaking such words or feeling some type of way, I guess, at that point where we kind of almost rely on others, and we rely on that thing, whatever that quote unquote thing is, to push us. And sometimes that I tell people that it's already within us. It's already there. We're just selling ourselves short because that's all we know how to do. We only know how to be scared. We only know how to curl up into a ball. We only, you know, some of us even get emotional and start to physically cry, and it's unfortunate that we feel this way. But at the end of the day, sometimes we're making ourselves feel that way. And I mean, sometimes you don't need other people. Sometimes, you know, like for example, I use a couple apps that motivate me to get through the day, that I just need to read, that I just need to see, me physically need to see and tell myself that, yeah, it is going to be okay. Yeah, it's okay to feel this way. Yes, it's okay to be mad or sad and whatever that emotion may be at that moment. And there's other times where I don't even know how to feel or what to even say, and I feel useless. I feel like, you know, my presence almost isn't enough for that particular situation, and I have to say something to uplift someone's spirit and soul and mindset. And at the same time, that's not my job, but I view it as I'm supposed to. That's, you know, if I was feeling that way, I put myself in their shoes. If I was feeling that way, I try my best to want to help that person. I want to see what they're seeing so I can hopefully help them. Maybe I've experienced it. Maybe I've been through it. Maybe I am constantly still going through it. And giving that little tip to a person can really go a long way. So, which goes back to the word motivate. You know, don't push others in a way of, because you see they need help, you need to help them. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, if you see an opportunity to help somebody where you could see yourself in that perspective, why not help them? You know, we all have our own struggles. We all have our ups and downs. We all have stuff behind closed doors. And sometimes even just going out of your way and saying hi to someone, giving them a hug, or just even sending a person a meme, a text. It's the simplest thing sometimes that really can go a long way. And people forget that it's about the little things. You know, if you can't start small, then where are you technically starting? And that's where I feel like with my podcast here, my voice is from God. It's from above. It doesn't have to be necessarily the same God you believe in, and it might not be the same God that I believe in. But at the same time, I've always believed that there is a higher power. There is a higher force of power that can redirect and change and, you know, motivate or alternate us in a way where it can be better for not just ourselves. We don't have to be so selfish in a way of, you know, keeping it all to ourselves, you know. Unfortunately, in this world, there's nothing original, you know. It's all copycats, or it's all kind of stealing it, kind of people's already work that's been made, you know. And as time goes on, we kind of expand people's minds in a way that there are different possibilities, there are different answers to finding out what works for that person. I mean, there's billions of people in the world, and it's crazy how people can be stuck on one person or one thing and one object, that as if like there's not other millions of other objects or millions of other people that we can, that can help us. And we just subject ourselves to only one small minimal thing because we believe that's what that matters. That's the only thing that kind of matters in our life. And life's too short to, in my opinion, settle or struggle or be simple-minded, you know? If you want to get out of somewhere, you have to be educated in a way that, how can you get out of it? Starting there, it's just, we constantly complain, you know, we constantly feel bad for ourselves, and when we have the answer already, or we have the help already, we're just putting ourselves in the way. And I realize with myself, I am the main object in my way. I am the main reason why certain things don't go, quote unquote, according to plan. And I can say I had a plan, I can say I have a goal, but, you know, just like life has its ups and downs, so does plans. And I can't dwell on if something doesn't go, quote unquote, my way or the way I planned it, because if I dwelled on that, man, I don't know where I would be at this point. I would just constantly be thinking like, wow, you know, I fucked up, you know, like how am I gonna get out of this rut when you're the one who's kind of dwelling on that situation that doesn't need to be constantly batted on. It goes back to the saying, it's like beating a dead horse. Like, you know that the horse is already dead, but you're constantly hitting it because you're angry at the fact that it's already dead. It kills me with... It kills me. People constantly are mad at people who have more. Why not get mad and get even? You know, that's what my mother has always told me. Don't get mad, get even. And I'm not saying revenge is the way to go and to be the judge of that person's life or direction. No, only God is my judge. And for me, that's how I've constantly lived by, I guess, that who am I to judge this person? Who am I to take this person's life away? Who am I to speak bad behind this person's back? I'm not. That person did whatever they did because they wanted to do whatever they wanted to do. It's like, yes, the stories that we hear and the news we hear are so negative, and it's unfortunate that we constantly read and see people's mistakes, but it still doesn't have to define who they are. It doesn't have to define them, that person, that's it. That's all they've ever amounted up to. And that's not how it should be, how life should be viewed. You know, growing up, I viewed celebrities a certain way when, I don't know, when someone, you know, accidentally, you know, got into a fight or got into an altercation, and I viewed it as like, man, you couldn't be more careful, you know, you have such a platform, you have a certain standard now. You can't be doing the same reckless, the same reckless things that you once did or you thought you could do and could get away with now that you're an adult. I find it funny when people believe that they're untouchable, and that's how certain famous celebrities, athletes, I mean, you name it, anybody who is in that light sometimes believe that they, you know, they can get away with anything because they have the money and the power, and some people, you know, they worked hard for what they have, and I will never take that away from people. I will always give credit when credit is due, but they still had someone help them, motivate them, or they still motivated themselves. That no one, everybody knows that nobody is going to live your life for you. No one. So you might as well do the best you can. And if you make the mistake, who cares? Find something else or do something else where you aren't gonna make as many mistakes, you know? Find something that you are good at and strengthen that attribute, that characteristic, that skill, that talent, whatever it may be. There's so many things in this world that we can do, and sometimes we get so stuck on the negative part of the whole journey that we don't look at what it could be or what it could become. And hopefully this today, even on this gloomy Friday, I guess you could say, I am very thankful to have made it to where I am at, to be in the spot that I am. I'm not saying that this is exactly where I want to be, no, but needs and wants are completely different, and what I need is to push myself to become a better person, push myself to be a better role model, to be a leader. And not everybody knows how to become a leader or be a leader, you know, and Many believe that you have to be born a leader to become a leader. And I don't believe that whatsoever. I believe leaders can be taught. They can learn, and sometimes they can be the best leader that they ever thought they could be. And but it starts with the with that motivation. And all I can say for today is that motivate yourself in a way that can be anybody's motivation. Be a light that can be so positive that anybody will look at you and say, wow, what's up with him, you know? Like, why is he so happy? What's going on with him? Like, why is he happy on this particular day? And it's funny because when people ask me those questions, it's not about the why. It's not why I am. I'm just grateful that I am. It's about where it came from, you know? And it came from within. And so hopefully that will motivate anybody else to continue to listen to my podcast and hopefully get something out of it in a way that they want to constantly listen. And anybody who has questions or a topic or information they would like to talk about, hey, I'm all open to anything. I am open as a book, and I am not afraid to let myself out there and let everybody know that it's gonna be okay. You know, we've made it this far, so why give up now, you know? So with that said, all I can say is God bless you guys. Constantly stay up. Keep your head up and motivate yourself to have a good weekend, because you know it's Friday. God bless.